Proclamation number 4409 of 18th of August, 1948. Without God, no truth. Enlightenment of the spirit. The deepest wisdom remains hidden if you don't receive it from me. What can people teach you? What knowledge can you receive from them? If you switch me off, that is, if you don't first ask me for spiritual brightness, which at the same time also guarantees you the power of judgment. For if you are offered knowledge by fellow human beings, you must first ask yourselves what the origin of this knowledge is, and then check for yourselves whether it will stand up to your criticism. But every examination must be preceded by my call. Otherwise you will only examine with your intellect and then hardly recognize the truth. Yet I must expressly admonish you to call upon me in spirit and in truth. You humans do not realize what this saying means. You speak with your lips or even in your thoughts, but your heart is not present, and such a call does not touch my ear. But if your heart is present, then you really speak to me as a child speaks to the Father. Then every word of yours is life, and then I hear you because it is my spirit which speaks to the Father spirit and through which I give my child an answer, and truly, such that it is understandable to it. Thus I can also impart the deepest wisdom to you because you are able to grasp it. For my spirit works in you. I want to instruct you and impart knowledge to you in abundance which will make you blissfully happy already on earth. I want to kindle a light in you whose rays you will feel beneficially. But you will never be able to receive such from people unless the same knowledge is imparted to you through my messengers who are active on earth on my behalf. But I convey them to you as confirmation of what you mentally receive through the call for enlightenment of the spirit. For they, too, are taught by my spirit, and what comes from me must always be and remain the same, and it will also always be recognized as the Father's word, which has the same origin. Therefore, anyone who is taught by me will be truly wise and able to teach other people, even if they have high worldly knowledge. Spiritual knowledge can only be possessed by the person whom I teach directly or indirectly myself. Spiritual knowledge originates from me and flows to those who, as my children, strive for the Father's love, which is now expressed in the form of my word. And thus spiritual knowledge can only be received through my word, which is why people stand in fullest truth to whom I can convey my word through the inner voice. They will pass on my word, and yet the call must also now be made again in spirit and in truth if the human being wants to recognize the word offered to him as emanation of myself, and consequently, wisdom will be encountered where my word is received. Knowledge which is blissful in its profundity and which nevertheless becomes fully comprehensible to all who strive for truth and trust my guidance with complete faith. But the knowledge brought to the human being from outside has to completely correspond to the directly commanded word, otherwise it is to be rejected as error by those who strive for truth. Amen.